1 minute after 4 o'clock, you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. It's once again time for Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes. I'm your host for this program. And on today's show, we have a fair amount of music for you in the first hour, including some new stuff from Electric Wire Hustle and Jungle Fire. And then in the, I should also say some tickets to give away here in this first hour, also for DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist, who are going to be doing this amazing thing with Africa Bambaataa's record collection coming up in October. And then also the Way Over Yonder Festival, a couple days over at the Pier. Got tickets for both of those shows later on in this first hour. The second hour belongs to an interview we did with Oakland Souls of Mischief, who were in town earlier in September. We'd hoped to bring them in to perform with Adrian Young. That didn't quite work out, but all four members of the group were able to come into the studio and share some time with us. It's a really fantastic interview, and that's going to take up the entirety of the second hour of the program, starting around 5 o'clock. Let's start the show off with something somewhat in tribute, kind of multiple tributes, to a couple of longstanding funk nights here in Southern California. And also to a man responsible for much of the music that was played at those nights, both to the Goodfoot in Long Beach, celebrating 16 years this past Friday, and then Saturday over at Funky Soul, Miles and Clifton did a tribute, a birthday tribute, to the legendary Eddie Bo. And had to start off with some Eddie Bo here on KPFK in Melting Pot, 90.7 FM.
Quando o Pero Vaz caminha, descobriu que as terras brasileiras eram verdes e verdejantes, escreveu uma carta ao rei. Tudo que nela se planta, tudo cresce e floresce. E o Gal na época gravou.
Sobre a cabeça os aviões, sobre os meus pés os caminhões, aponta contra os chapadões meu nariz. Eu organizo o movimento, eu oriento o carnaval, eu inauguro o monumento no planalto central do país. Viva a bossa, sassá, viva a palhoça, sassá, sassá. Viva a bossa, sassá, viva a palhoça, sassá, sassá. O monumento é de papel, crepom e prata, os olhos verdes da mulata, a cabeleira esconde atrás da verde mata, o luar do sertão. O monumento não tem porta, a entrada é uma rua antiga, estreita e torta, e no joelho uma criança sorridente, feia e morta, estende a mão. Viva a mata, tá, tá, viva a mulata, tá, 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 tá. Viva a mata, tá, tá, viva a mulata, tá, 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 tá. No pátio interno há uma piscina com água azul de amaralina, coqueiro brisa e fala nordestina e faróis. Na mão direita tem uma roseira, autenticando a eterna primavera. E nos jardins os urubus passeiam a tarde inteira entre os girassóis. Viva Maria, ai, ai, ai. Viva Bahia, ai, 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 ai. Viva Maria, ai, ai, ai. Viva Bahia, ai, ai, ai. Pulso esquerdo, bang, bang, em suas veias corre muito pouco sangue, mas seu coração balança um samba de tamborim. Emite acordes dissonantes pelos 5.000 alto-falantes, senhoras e senhores, ele põe os olhos grandes sobre mim. Vive Iracema, mamá, vive Ipanema, mamá, mamá. Vive Iracema, mamá, vive Ipanema, mamá, mamá. Segunda-feira está na fossa, terça-feira vai à roça. Porém, o monumento é bem moderno, não disse nada do modelo do meu terno. Que tudo mais vá pro inferno, meu bem. Que tudo mais vá pro inferno, meu bem. Viva a banda, da, da, Carpe Miranda, da, 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 da. Viva a banda, da, da, Carpe Miranda, da. Viva a banda, da, da, Carme Miranda, da, 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 da.
Thank you.
psychedelic sounds of the Petch Asia Band in the background from what is just an amazing collection put out by Soundway of music from Thailand from 1970s to early part of the 1980s. The Sound of Siam, Volume Number 2. Some of you may remember I ranted and raved about how amazing Volume 1 was, and Volume 2 is actually even better, which is really rare. The Petch Asian Band, Lam Plan Tua Yang, the name of this particular song. Every song on there is a winner. Just amazing stuff. Also in the set, music from Caetano Veloso, from what was, I guess, technically his debut. He'd already worked with Gal Costa, and I'm pretty sure the Tropicalia record with all the big people on it had already come out by that time. But this is from the self-titled record from 1968. That was the song Tropicalia. And he's actually here in town playing at the Hollywood Bowl. And then next week is actually a screening of this new documentary on Tropicalia that I'm hoping I'll be able to try and get the directors, maybe, or some of the people associated to come in and talk about this film. But happening at the Velas Lavase Panorama, put on by Radio Afrique and Mr. Bongo Records, who is putting out the DVD eventually of Tropicalia movie. That's going to be happening next Sunday. And that is a really, really small place, that Panorama Theater. Really small. So don't sleep on that. Also, music from the London Experimental Jazz Band in the set. A song called Destroy the Nihilist Picnic, which is a really odd title because nihilists are the last people you would expect going on a picnic. But it comes from the collection Spiritual Jazz No. 5, put out by Jazzman. And then start things off with Eddie Bowe and the Soul Finders. We're Doing It, The Thang Part 2, from a 7-inch on Bowe Sound record label. And big ups to Miles and Clifton for doing an Eddie Bowe tribute last night. That wore me out. I wasn't even able to stick around to see if they played that song. I was done about halfway through. Got music right now from Jungle Fire. Brand new record from them is coming out in a couple weeks, and hopefully next week they'll be here in our studios performing and talking about this new record and their music. The record is called Tropicoso. Nacional is the record label putting it out. This song is one that originally came out on a 7-inch, but it's going to be featured on the record too. It's called Firewalker, once again from Jungle Fire, here on KPFK and Melting Pot. We'll be right back.
playing to survive, aiming to win any way they can.
We'll be right back.
Music from Electric Wire Hustle here on KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot. From their album that's going to be coming out pretty soon, Love Can Prevail on OK Player. Look in the Sky, the name of the track. They actually were here in Los Angeles doing a few things, including doing a DJ set at Lyft earlier in the week that unfortunately I missed. But hopefully it'll be back around to play some shows once this record has actually come out. Also in a set, you heard some artists who are definitely also coming to town to do some things. Cut Chemist and DJ Shadow. This was the second collaboration they did, all on 45s. Product Placement was the name of that particular one. You heard maybe about 10 minutes or so of that. They are going to be here in Los Angeles, in addition to a bunch of other places, doing this Renegades of Rhythm tour. I'll talk about that in a moment. But we also had music from Jungle Fire at the top of the set from their album Tropicoso. The song you heard was Firewalker, originally on a 7-inch on the Coal Mine record label, but it's going to be on their debut full-length record, which is coming out through Nacional Records on September 30th. And if all goes well, we'll have them here in our studios to chat about the record and also to play some tunes next week on Melting Pot, so do stay tuned for that. But right now, I do have tickets for DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist. They are back together, and I think this time not just playing 45s, but likely some 12 inches and who knows what else with those characters. And all of the music, apparently, I'm not sure if it's just records that they know that he had or they are actually Afrika Bambaataa's records. His records, I think, were in a museum just recently, and I think that they actually are using his original records. So the master of records is what DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist are going to be using for Renegades of Rhythm. This is going on here in Los Angeles on October the 3rd at the Palladium. If you would like to go and see DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist and their tribute to Afrika Bambaataa, Renegades of Rhythm, give me a call right now, 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735 for tickets to see DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist at the Palladium on October the 3rd here in Los Angeles. Going to start this next set off with some music from an artist called Lewis. I played you some of this last week. It's kind of a mysterious private press thing that came out in the 80s that Light in the Attic has had the good sense to reissue and make available for all the rest of us. L'Amour, the name of the record, and Summer's Moon, the name of this particular song, coming right now from Lewis here on KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot. Thank you.
Like a glassy crystal, you got a dream for me, one that I don't know. What can I be if I sleep in your shadow? I guess you're the chemist and I'm just the chemical. Alchemy, yeah. From your magic and make me transform. Read my tragic into a better form. Yeah, I know it's best is a test of your power. I'll be a seed that your feet are cowed. Alchemy. Become a diamond, but I'm a grape and you crave a raisin. Suck all the life out of me before you're satisfied. Can you create life from that which has died? Alchemy. Assembly lines are fine if you've never felt, but I'm not a notch on your conveyor belt, and you don't know why I reject all of your help. No one could be me better than myself.
life out to me.
Music from Los Acheros here on KPFK 90.7 FM in Melting Pot. This comes from their debut record. They self-released originally, but then it got picked up by Adaptone, and you can hear why. Pilon, the name of the record, and Tintorera, the name of the track, from Los Acheros, a new group out of New York with a real classic and very classy sound. And hopefully it'll be coming out on our side of the coast sometime soon. Love to see that group live. Also, a joy to see live is Moses Sumney, who you heard just ahead of that. His song Alchemy, which he self-released last year, I think, is when that song originally was released. Pretty much just put it out by himself, as has been the case with most of the music. You know, now that that LA's King is getting ready to release a debut record, it's about time for Moses Sumney to get on it and put out his debut as well. He is one of many artists who are going to be over at the Way Over Yonder Fest, which is next weekend, the 26th and 27th, at the Santa Monica Pier. Stay tuned for just a moment. I got tickets for that for you guys, too. Also in the set, you heard music from Mark Hollis from the self-titled record, The Final Statement from Mark Hollis. I want to say that came out just about 20 years ago, it seems, right around 1994. And self-titled after everything was done with Talk Talk. And with all those last three records, kind of became more and more and more minimalist until he's been gone from us for these 20 years, even though he's still hanging around enjoying life. Westward Bound, the name of the track from Mark Hollis. You heard music before that from Lewis. There's quite a lot of kind of Mark Hollis-y sounds on that record, L'Amour. That particular one was an instrumental. Played that one, though. It's called Summer's Moon, just in honor of the end of summer. Most of us, especially here in L.A., being like, thank God the summer is over. Because, man, that heat was something else we had earlier in the week. Though now it's kind of nice again. Almost hate to see it go. But another couple days, it'll be autumn. And, you know, the fall is also quite nice here in Los Angeles, so we can't complain. You also can't complain if you're going to be going to the Way Over Yonder Fest this weekend, September 26th and September 27th at the Santa Monica Pier. On Friday, local natives, Lucinda Williams, Moses Sumney, who you heard in that last set. And on Saturday, Jackson Brown, Heartless Bastards, Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes, his new group, Chris Robinson Brotherhood, is going to be there. Jamestown Revival and a number of other artists all through the day on both days. If you would like to go and see the Way Over Yonder Fest, get a two-day pass for yourself and somebody you really like, you can call right now, 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735, for tickets to go and see the Way Over Yonder Fest September 26th and 27th over at the Santa Monica Pier, 818-985-5735. Got a quick message to play for you, and then we got this amazing interview along with some tracks from the new record There Is Only Now from Souls of Mischief. That's what's coming up for you in just a few moments here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Terry Gilliam's The Zero Theorem stars Christoph Waltz as a reclusive computer genius working on a formula to determine whether life holds any meaning. The final part of Gilliam's dystopian satire trilogy, which included 1985's Brazil and 1995's 12 Monkeys, The Zero Theorem also stars David Thewlis, Tilda Swinton, and Matt Damon. The Zero Theorem opens on Friday, September 19th at Sundance Sunset Cinemas, 8000 Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. A limited number of tickets have been offered to KPFK Film Club members who are invited to call the front desk at 818-985-2711, dial 0 for operator during business hours for a pair of tickets good Monday, September 22nd through Thursday, September 25th only. And if you aren't already a Film Club member, please consider joining at kpfk.org.